Hello, my love, and welcome to the second episode of my podcast. This is Miela from MielaRavenscroft.com. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about how I started my business and how you can do the same. I want to share a little bit about my story, why I started my business and how I started my business and how you can go get going too. Maybe you don't know, but I have been doing business in Denmark for 9 years, and now I'm starting my brand in English. And I just want to share you a little bit about my story. If you're one of those women who wants to start your business and you don't know where to start, my story is that I think I was around maybe, I was in my early 20s, and I was going from one education to another. And I had this pressure from my family and kind of like the whole society that you had to go from one education, you need to get your education, and then you need to go get a job, and you just stay in your job forever, and then you just die. Or you retire, and then you just die. And all my life, I was like, why do I feel like this is not for me at all? I have had jobs since I was 14 years old because I needed to pay for staying at my mom's place. I needed to help her with money. So I've always been working, but I always got this feeling that I didn't fit in. Because around me, my friends, they were like taking the next education. They were like a bachelor, and then they were taking a PA, and then they were just like continuing on. And it seemed like, I don't know if it seemed like the right fit for them, but they seemed okay with it. And I was not okay with it at all. Every time I had a job and I was hired by someone else, I was, most of the time, I was one of the best employees there because I always do my best. And I also did at that time. But I just hated waking up, and I needed to be somewhere and at a specific time. I hated that I need to ask my boss for vacation. I hated that I couldn't like expand. I couldn't grow. I couldn't like take my life and myself to the next level within these jobs. And also the thing about like being like having a boss and just like showing up, it's just like it just seems so wrong to me. And it was actually, it was a really, really difficult time for me because I just started this education in psychology and business. And it's always been my dream because it was like, oh, if I can get into that education, I can just start going and it would just be so good and I'd be so happy and I'd be so successful and everything will be just fine and right and I will be happy. And the problem was that I was not happy at all. Every time I went in for like a class, I was sitting there and I just felt so off. And I felt wrong again. I was like, what is wrong with me? How can I not make this work? How can I not enjoy this? I thought this was my dream. And I kept on for like 1.5 term. And I was like really struggling in my mind what to do. And should I drop out? Or should I just like continue for 3 years and just like stay in it even though I'm not happy? And I was really unhappy for like months and months. And then I started not to showing up to the classes. I started not to like read like and do the assignments. And at some point I was like, fuck this, I cannot continue going in here. I'm really not happy. So I dropped out, and that was like a really big failure for me at that point in my life because like, oh shit, I'm a dropout. Do you say that? I'm a dropout. Yeah, I dropped out of this wonderful education now, and I'm just not happy, and I don't know what to do with my life. I just have this feeling that I'm meant to do bigger, and I'm meant to inspire and help people, and I have no freaking idea on how I'm going to do this. So fast forward years later, I started another education, and it was okay. It was like, I can stay here. The people are nice. it was still about psychology and I could still use it. But at the same time, I knew that this is just something for me to fall back on if my business is not going to succeed. So while I was doing this education and showing up to the classes and doing like the minimum I had to do, I was starting my own business on the side. And it came from my desire to help people and inspire people and make a difference in the world. And it also came from this selfish point of view that I was not functioning, like having a boss and like having people tell me what to do. I just really hated it. And I also hated the idea that there was like a certain amount of money I would get paid every month. And it was not up to me to raise that amount, that it was just like, it was already decided that what my salary would be every month. And I hated that. I just wanted to expand. And I just wanted to be able to act on my ideas. I just wanted to be able to share and inspire people and help people. And yeah, so that's my story. And I had no freaking idea how to start a business. I had no idea how to start a website. I just started doing it. I just started figuring out how to do it. I started like Google searching. I started to figure out everything myself. At this point in time, I didn't have kids. I have three now. So I have a little bit more time. So I worked like a part-time job in the daytime. And then every time I was off this job, I was just like figuring out how to do things. I started a blog. I started my Facebook page. I just started blogging. And I just started sharing my thoughts and my view of the world. And it took off really fast. And that's really funny. It took off really, really fast. Because for me, it was the only way for me to live my life. So I needed to figure out how to do it. So I used all my my hours when I was not working. I used them on figuring how to start this business and how to get customers. And I applied for coaching education, a very, very famous coaching education in Denmark. And I started taking that coaching education because I knew that I wanted to help people. I didn't know with what at that time, but I just needed to get started. So I took this coaching education. And I remember this funny thing that all my fellow coaches in the coaching education, they told us, like the teachers told us that we need to practice on each other. And I was like, hell no, I'm going to go get customers right away. I'm just going to like jump straight into it. So I was putting up flyers in different shopping malls. And I was just telling my friends, if you know anyone who needs coaching, I will do it. And I'll do it like really, really, really cheap. And I did tell everyone that I was still like becoming a coach, but I just jumped right into it. And I remember like having people coming to me and having their session, and I started to do Skype sessions. And every time I was not hiding that I was still under education as a coach, and I tested all the tools out, and it was so much fun and it was so scary, and I just loved it so much. So I just jumped right into it without knowing how to do it. And it took off really, really, really fast. And then I think around a year after I had my first customers, people started showing up asking me how to start their businesses. Because they were looking at me and they saw that it just happened so fast and it seemed so easy for me. And they wanted to know how they could do the same. So I started to teach entrepreneurs. At this time, it was both men and women. Now it's more women than it's men. I started to teach them how to brand themselves, how to put products together, how to launch the products, how to write newsletters, how to market themselves, how to find their passion. And again, it just took off so fast. And at some point, my husband and I, he was not my husband at that time, he was just my boyfriend, we decided that we wanted to have a kid. And at this point, I was working a lot. And when I got pregnant really fast, like 3 months after we decided, and we're so happy. And I'm one of those people that when I'm pregnant, I get really tired. So the first 3 months of my pregnancy, I was so tired. I remember sleeping on my office floor near my car because I was just so tired. And that made me realize that I needed to be smarter around my business, that I couldn't just sell my hours, that I needed also to put together online products, and I needed to be able to move my business, because I've always had this dream about working from, being able to work from anywhere in the world. And so this pregnancy and my desire to be able to work from like Bounty Beaches and Paris and everywhere in the world made me realize that I need to put together my products and launch my products in a different way that I have been doing at that point. I've been testing it at this point. I've been testing a little bit because I launched like, I don't know what you call it in English, but you know, when it's Christmas time, there's like 24, it's like a Christmas calendar. And I made an online Christmas calendar for entrepreneurs, like 24 small online, it was not classes, it was just like online audios and a little bit of exercises coming out every day for 24 days in December. And it was for free. And the first, the first 2 or 3 days, I had like, I will never forget this number. I have 176 people signed up. And I was so excited. And also, so I was like, oh my God, this is happening. And even though I was not paid for it, I was like, oh my God, there is actually a market for this. People want it. And people were so happy when it finished. They was like, this is freaking good. So of course, I was clever around it. I turned it into my first online product ever in Danish called Boost Your Business in 21 Days. And that product have made me so much money. It's been so much fun. And I had like 7 classes going on over a couple of years. I had like launching dates and classes going where we did it together. And then after that, I just made it like a passive product that people just start buying and just doing themselves. So that's a little bit of my story. After that, I had like mentor experiences where you could sign up with me for half a year. I really enjoyed that too. And that was like Skype session. So I was sitting at my home in my pajamas and I was having this session and I just loved it so much. And then I've had so many products in these 9 years. I'm not going to tell you about all of them, but I've launched a Danish product called Take Your Life to the Next Level. And then I launched a business product because there was not like a really, really good entrepreneur like class or online course showing you how to start your business. So I launched this 3-month course on, I called it Take Your Business to the Next Level. And I took a lot of people through that and they were like so excited. And then at some point I was like, oh fuck, we need to combine these two. So I combined them, like Take Your Life and Take Your Business to the Next Level. So at some point it became like a 21 module course that people could go through, and they were just like so excited. And at first I was doing classes, and then again I turned it into a passive product that people could just go through. So that's a little bit of my story. At first in my business, I was working way too much. I was hustling, I was struggling. I was like, oh fuck, I'm putting so many hours into this and I'm not getting the results I want. And at the first, I think the first 6-7 years of my business, I was like working, hustling, and I was getting very, very good results, but it was also really hard on my system. So a couple of years ago, I opened up my more spiritual side, my spiritual gift. I'm a clairvoyant also, and I'm also channeling. And that just totally blew my mind. And I started to implement mind vibration and the law of attraction more into my business. And that just made my business take off. And like, it was so much more easy and so much more fun. And I started to attract my like ideal dreaming, like my ideal customers, instead of just saying yes to everyone, instead of pleasing everyone. And it just starting to make the whole thing around my business so much more easy and fun. So that's a little bit about my story. It's a little bit difficult to put like 9 years of business into a small podcast, but that's just a little bit about my story. You will hear more in the upcoming podcast. So I would like to give you some like advice. You always know you just do what's best for you, but I would like to give you a little bit of advice on what I would have done or what I would have what I will advise you to do if you want to start your own business, or if you already started and you want to get more traction, you want to get more customers and more flow in your business. The first thing I have to say is that it's always about just get going, just start doing something. A lot of my customers I have helped, they got stuck around, oh, I need to find the right thing to do. I need to figure out the right next step. I need to have a plan. And they were like planning all the time, but they were not acting on anything. And if you're doing that, you're not going to get anywhere. So my first advice is to just get going. Just do something. Just feel into what do you want to do? What is your next step? What do you feel like sharing? What do you feel would be like fun and easy and flowing to do as the first step? And focus on all the things that you love. What do you love talking about? What are your experience? What have you been through, going through in life that you can teach others? And what do you just love talking about? For me, it's like mindset, law of attraction, energy, getting your, like achieving your goals, but achieving your goals in a fun and easy way, creating a dream life. I'm living in Bali now with my 3 kids and my husband, and I have a lot of paid help. It's just easy and fun being here. And I created that, and I love talking about how you can create your dream life and your dream business. And you can do that too. Like, look at your life and look at like what books do you read? What do you always want to talk about with your friends? What do you really love talking about? And an important thing is that, like, don't reach for perfect. Don't go for perfect. And what is perfect anyway? Don't try to be perfect. If you try to be perfect, you won't go anywhere. You just get stuck because it's just too damn hard to try to be perfect. You just need to do your best, and you're always doing your best. So don't try to reach for perfect. That would just, like, keep you stuck. And don't have the need to know every step along the way. The step will reveal themselves along the way. And the more you trust that, oh, I feel guided to do this. This is my next inspired action. This is my next guided step. And as long as you follow that, you trust that, like every step along the way, it will show up. It will reveal itself. Then it'll be so much more fun for you doing this. And it'll be so much more fun. Yeah, it'd be so much more fun of a journey to just go into it with trust and like seeing the steps reveal itself along the way instead of thinking that you have to figure it all out now, because it's just too much for you. I would also say that if I like go back and I could give myself a very good advice when I started, it would be like, don't spread your energy too much. Focus, like don't have too many products. Don't go in too many directions. Don't try to help everyone. Because when you try to help everyone, you're not going to help anyone because they can't hear you if you're not talking to them specifically. So don't spread your energy too much. Focus. And it's better to go after maybe like 1, 2, 3 products and get them off the ground than trying to get like 10 products off the ground and try to help this niche and this niche and this niche. And yeah, that would have helped me so much if I had started off that way. And then I would say that the most important thing is to work like the inner stuff. Do your vibration, work on your mindset and your vibration. Make sure to meditate. Make sure to co-create with the universe. You're not alone in this. And I wish that I realized this so much more. How should I say this? Early on, I wish that I would have realized this so much earlier on. I don't know if that's correct English. It doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying. Because I was struggling and it was so hard and it was so tough on my system. And when I started working my mind brain and doing the inner work and doing the my meditation, and when I started co-creating with the universe, it was so much more easy. So please, if you're at that point in your business, you already started or you're about to start, remember to meditate, remember to do the spiritual side of things, remember to work on your mind vibration, remember to co-create with the universe, the angels, God, whatever you call it. You're not alone in this. And if you get that already like now, instead of like waiting 6 or 7 years to realize that, it would be so much more fun for you and so much more easy for you. So I really hope that you get that. It makes you really, really emotional, because I've been struggling so much and I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to struggle so much. It didn't have to be so hard, but I made it hard. And I don't want you to go through that also, because it's not necessary at all. Life is meant to be good. Life is meant to be fun. Life is meant to be full of overflow money, with like overflow of customers, money and fun and easy and joy. And you can co-create that with the universe, but you have to have your like daily habits in place, like meditation, drinking enough water, be still, sometimes just be quiet so you can hear the signs and you can hear that you're always being guided. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey, and I can't wait to record more podcasts for you. If you want to get like notifications and you want to know when the next podcast is up, sign up for my newsletter, follow my Facebook page, follow my Instagram. I will let you know there. And then just like go create that damn business. I know you can do it. You can do it. And I can't wait to see what you're creating. And I can't wait to hear your stories about how easy it was and how much fun it is. Remember that it's supposed to be fun. And it's not supposed to be a long, big haul and struggle. It's supposed to be fun. A big high five from me to you. Take care. Hey, I hope you have a wonderful day.